Yes, my name is Craig Dryden. I'm Head of Planning and Economic Development for the Council of the Isles of Scilly. The Convergence Programme has been absolutely fundamental to transforming the economy of the islands, which are very much dominated by tourism. We have, believe it or not, but the fourth lowest income and lowest wage in the entire UK. So what we're trying to do with the Convergence Programme is really add value to the economy so that, you know, so we have much better quality jobs, we have a much more diversified and much more modern economy.
Okay, can we just talk about particular projects that the money's gone towards on the Isles of Scilly?
Well, two particular projects spring to mind, some of the bigger projects, and that's, of course, the Route Partnership, which is about safeguarding the sea link from Penzance to the Isles of Scilly. I mean, this link is no luxury. It literally is a lifeline, and without it, you know, we don't get food and we don't get provisions actually coming to the Isles of Scilly. Of course, it's important to the economy of the Isles of Scilly, and it's equally as important to the economy of West Penwith and the Penzance area, so that's absolutely critical. Obviously, things like next-generation broadband will also be critical as well, because it will start reducing some of the issues that we face because of our remote geographic location, and it will open up certainly the opportunities for businesses to expand their markets, also for those in the creative industries to actually better network, and also the opportunity for people to actually live on the Isles of Scilly, whereas before they would probably have to, you know, live on the mainland. So there's all sorts of opportunities, and great for our residents as well, because we can also, it also opens up opportunities for education and lifelong learning.
Because I suppose one of the tough things is for the youngsters on the island, education, going away, all those sort of things. How is the money particularly addressing any of that, or is it?
Well, that's a really good point, because one of the major issues that we actually have in terms of the Isles of Scilly is we don't have much unemployment, but what we do have is underemployment. We have a very qualified workforce. Over 20% of the population have at least NVQ level 4 and above, which is obviously degree qualifications. So it's absolutely critical that we do actually have career opportunities, not just based on tourism, which actually enables our young people to actually pursue proper careers with a decent wage actually on the islands.
Okay, so let's take you 5 years into the future. Convergence will have finished by then. What will be your wish in looking back on Convergence in the way you'll see the Isles of Scilly?
Well, looking back, I think one of the issues that we have is that we have a very much aging population. So what I'd like to see in 5 years' time is maybe the demographic trend would have slightly changed, slightly more skewed towards a younger population. And a younger population of entrepreneurs, you know, young people with real skills that have a lot to contribute to island life.